Good evening. Welcome to the Insight Hour. A bit delayed this evening from the Big Island of Hawaii. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We come to you once a week on Tuesday nights in East Coast time. It's I know with the spring forward time change, it's been a little crazy. Last week we got a delay and unfortunately missed the program. Had a rerun last week, but we're back with you tonight live. We have a very special guest. Welcome. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Yes, tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Henry Noah, and he is the up-and-coming Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yes, and before we get to the interview with Henry, to let us know what happened with the election and to the status report on the Kingdom of Hawaii, what's happening actually according to the plan and the program, let's talk a little bit about giving thanks both to the Creator for all the blessings that the Creator gives us, allows us to be on the Inside Hour once a week, allows us to do the work that we're doing, and also our sponsors. Thank you, Heavenly Creator, for all the blessings that you give us. Thank you for this time in history. It's extraordinary times where the challenges that are happening call for a special spiritual presence, a Holy Spirit power, and we ask for everyone listening tonight to be inspired by your word, your will, your way, and that the truth shall be spoken here tonight, and an update about the restoration of the Kingdom of Hawaii and nation under siege, in fact, occupation. And we ask for freedom, but not only for the people of Hawaii and for the Kingdom of Hawaii, but for all of us who are paying attention to the news that is dealing with every issue coming out of the White House. The Obama administration challenges us for food and for water and for all sorts of military preparations that they're engaging in right now. We ask for a special blessing and anointing for protection on all of us, on we the people, so that we can be sustained during these challenging times. Well, thank you. In Yeshua's blessed name, amen. So
amen.
I'd like to also give thanks to HealthyWorldStore.com, folks, and you've been very, very kind and generous in making supportive contributions. You've been purchasing products, books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment at HealthyWorldStore.com, and that's what keeps us on the air. And Sherry, give us an update. I know we've had some challenges. You know, I guess it's challenging times for all of us, and one of those challenges has hit our partners with regard to 528 Radio right after, now get this, the launch of 528ChristianRadio.com. We launched 528ChristianRadio.com like a day later, starting to play some fantastic songs that give praise to Yeshua and give praise to the Creator and do it in a wonderful artistic fashion in 528 love frequency. Suddenly the whole site gets whacked. So give us an update, Sherry.
Well, I mean, the site's supposed to be up and running now. We have been having technical support throughout this. But if you are a musician, we encourage you to visit 528records.com. It's an excellent opportunity for you to take your music and transpose it into the 528 frequency of love, which is healing. And it's very easy to do. You can just take your original tracks, upload it to the site, and then we send back the files to you. Actually, it is up and running now. So
hallelujah.
It's
just getting back up. How nice.
And so you just upload your tracks. We transpose them automatically and send you back the music files. Your music becomes part of a library, and anyone who pays to donate for your music, you will get 60% royalties. That's your original music. Anybody who creates original music is entitled to the 60% royalties for anyone who donates for your music. So 528records.com and 528radio.com. We encourage you to go to those and check it out and support us if you can. And God bless. God bless you for being up right now.
Yay, hooray.
Anyway, so yeah, and we also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you're not an affiliate, we encourage you to join, and you can become a partner with us in a great collaboration to help others get well as yourself and educate others. We also have the new ambassador program at 528. It's HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com, but we have a lot of 528 products at this on this site, and so check it out, HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com. We're going to be on the East Coast in New York coming up supposedly at the end of April, God willing, if things go the way they're supposed to be. And if you want more information on that, you can you can actually email us at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, and I will give you an update on that. It should be listed on our healthyworldaffiliates.com website under calendar of events. So I want to thank our guest. Hello, Henry. How are you?
Oh, Maikailo. Mahalo.
Mahalo for coming on.
Thank you so much for being with us, Henry. May I introduce you? This, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prime Minister for the emerging restoration of the great nation of Hawaii, the Kingdom of Hawaii. And Henry, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Mahalo.
So, Henry, what's the latest news on what's going on with the election and what's coming forth for us? What do we see happening in the near future?
Well, as far as the election, yeah, we conducted our election in November, this past November, and I was Mahalo Keio. I was reelected to serve as the Prime Minister of the lawful Kingdom of Hawaii. And we were sworn in January in Oahu, and we're definitely looking forward to finally fulfilling our obligation and reclaiming our country.
Everybody, in case you don't understand what's going on, actually Hawaii is under illegal occupation by the U.S., and Henry has been working with a group of people diligently to get back the sovereignty, which is part of their God-given right, which right now, I mean, they had dealt with the Akaka Bill, and the Akaka Bill, basically what that said was it was a hidden within the bill, because right away it seemed like a good thing, but when you really looked at the fine print, what it said was that they would give them their government, but in return they would want them to sign over the land, because right now the land in Hawaii has not been signed over to America. It's not owned by America. It's Hawaiian land, and they are trying to take the land. America is trying to take the land. What else is new? They take everything else. But here's an example of injustice that's been put upon the Kingdom of Hawaii, where the Americans are trying to illegally steal the land and pretend that they're doing something good. So Henry has been working really diligently, and we give you so much credit, Henry. You are amazing, and we tell everybody about you as far as so many great things you're doing for the kingdom and just really, really a great asset that they have, having you as the leader.
Well, I thank you. You know, the plight of trying to reclaim what lawfully belongs to a people obviously can take many different perspectives. And we have been at a disadvantage, you know, because of who has occupied our country. And, you know, I believe that the United States government, you know, they're experts at what they do. You know, they want to manifest their destiny. They've done it many times, and they've been able to convince the world that what they set out to do is all in the righteousness of national security, progress, now globalism. And people need to understand that as they pursue those varied theories and philosophies, you know, there might be some misunderstanding or untruth to how they plan to accomplish that. And we, meaning the Kanaka Maoli people of Hawaii, are a part of that misconception. A lot of people in the world really don't understand that Hawaii was a sovereign, independent, recognized nation by many independent nations across the world, in particularly the United States government. But like anything else, yeah, people got their own plans, their own agenda, and if it means that they have to remove an entire race of people and assimilate that race of people into their plans, then if they're capable of accomplishing that, then that's what the world will see. And in our case, that's exactly what happened. You know, this is 119 years after our government and our people lost their national status as a recognized sovereign independent nation, that the continual deception by the United States upon the world arena, yeah, has made it easy for, first of all, the U.S. government to proclaim that Hawaii is the 50th state of the Confederation States of America. And that's a that's a challenge in itself. That's what people understand, and that's what people know about history. But the reality is, no, we, as the people, as the Kanaka Maoli people, the Aboriginal indigenous people of Hawaii, that's not what history should reflect. And so we have not stopped trying to reclaim what is rightfully ours. And I thank Eeyore, you know, that he stood with us. He provided the lawful information so that when we can finally understand what it takes to reclaim what rightfully belongs to our people, that we're on that sacred path to make it happen. And it's not an
Henry,
easy journey.
Can you share a little bit about what progress is currently being made in the aftermath of the election? Now that you have all of your officers according to international law and international treaties, you did a legitimate election, and now the process of reclaiming, as you say, that which is rightfully the Kingdom of Hawaii's ownership by the people, the Kanaka Maoli, the Aboriginal people. What is the progress that is currently being made to pursue that end?
Again, I think mahalo ke Eeyo, you know. Eeyo always is the number one, and he will always show you what you need to do. And what has happened, right, after this election, we sort of focused on the substance of our existence. Meaning that we always would voice our right to sovereignty. And sovereignty is very abstract. There's so many different avenues, and people will present those to their cause or how they wish to solve their problem. I just thank you all that in Hawaii, our sovereignty is connected directly to our former Hawaiian government, its lands that it owned, the crown lands that was designated. And this is what people should understand right now, you know, who's ever listening to this program, that our ancestors, Kamehameha III, Kawikeoli, he was forced learn and understand how civilized nations was able to protect their country. And a part of the protection was identifying and consolidating private property. And he was able to learn that system well enough where back in 1845 to 1848, he instilled a process of land ownership in Hawaii that granted private ownership to the Hawaiian government, to himself as the king, representing the crown, and to private individuals, which included Kanaka Maoli, and unbelievably, non-Kanaka Maoli. But it's that process that he executed, converting and identifying all of the lands into land title deeds that today in Hawaii you can read about it and you can clearly understand that lands were issued or adjudicated, yeah, went through a system of court and awarded as raw patents from our great Ali, our king, okay, to these individuals. And the reason why he did it, the way he seen it at that time, if these lands were in private hands, then how can someone or some nation come into the country and claim the land ownership, when in fact it was done under a lawful international process to preserve the land. And I thank Keakua, yeah, Keio, that he had done it, because this becomes the essence of what we are accomplishing today. What the situation that we're in right now is that after the illegal overthrow of January 17, 1893, the United States government ended up owning all of Hawaii, taking over the sovereign powers, the political authority, the sovereignty, and claiming the land of Hawaii. Well, lo and behold, it's very difficult for a nation, yeah, according to international law, that if you're a conquering nation and the lands are in private land ownership, according to international law, you don't have the right to those lands. And this is where we're at today. After all of these years had passed and the struggle to reclaim our lawful station as a nation, yeah, our reinstated lawful Hawaiian government has realized that the United States government does not own any of the lands in Hawaii. They've tried many a times. In fact, they've actually committed counterfeit by signing off lands that they don't own. Yeah? And they went as far as trying to develop a process in their government system, now a foreign government system, to grant them ownership to the lands in our country, which they were, I must admit, was able to accomplish that against the Native Alaskans in Alaska, and, of course, the Native Americans, which is what they ended up getting them, or conning those Indians into giving up their, quote, Aboriginal titles. They haven't been able to do that, but they certainly is on the move to try to make that happen. And as Sherry earlier mentioned, it's the Akaka Bill, you know. There's so many similarities to how United States government has, how would you say, deceptively manifested their destiny. That, you know, I mean, after a while, it becomes very distasteful. Our country, who's out there promulgating peace and liberty and justice for all, would continue to violate or deceive the truth. Because without the truth, then you can ignore independence, you can ignore democracy and liberty. But I thank AO, you know, that he was able to show us this and help us. And we've been out there, you know, and I'm very proud of what we've done. And we're not something that we self-proclaimed, no. We actually organized ourselves in accordance to our former government process, right, and filled the offices of the former government, and we conducted elections. And it's through these elections that we did now, back in 1999, the first election, that has become, an icon today for other nations who have been occupied by dictators, such as Iraq, Libya, Egypt. Imagine, all the people had to do, was organize themselves to run an election. And we did that back in 1999, 2003, 2007, and just this past year, 2011. So I really think that we contributed to the world's effort and understanding how to free yourself, without selling your rights to any power. And I'm very proud of that, that our people stood up and continue to do what we do.
And they're really lucky, again, to have you as a leader. You're so dedicated, Henry. I know that we talked about how the UN was on, you were on the way to have the UN accept you, accept the Kingdom of Hawaii as a nation. So what are the next steps in working with the UN and other nations to make this happen?
Well, Sherry, listen, actually, to tell you the truth, we have never, we really didn't apply to the UN, okay? And one of the reasons is that we lack expertise in certain fields. And one of the fields that we are lacking is the field of law. You know, when you're talking UN, you're talking international law. You're talking federal government, then you're talking domestic federal law. And because our situation is different from, say, in the Native Alaskans or the Native American Indians, and when I say different, we're pursuing total independence. And not a nation within a nation domestic status. And the moment that I've been able to talk to individuals who have this expertise, there's a really reaction, you know. I hate to say it, but there's a fear that overwhelms them, you know, or a lot of times I'm told, well, you know, I could lose my bar license if I make a commitment to this process. So we have been struggling. We've been struggling in trying to get those individuals who understand that if you want to represent a people or a position, and that representation calls for that expertise, and yet that expertise would put you in a position that wouldn't be compatible with how United States would view it, then this is what has been occurring to us. I haven't stopped, though, don't get me wrong. I've always been out there trying to seek these individuals, you know, and to try to convince them. Look at the facts. Look at what has happened over these years and how the United States has been putting a mirage on their claim over Hawaii. But it'll take, you know, someone that EO would have to send to us to have that courage, have that strength. And yet,
exactly.
I think it's something difficult.
I think also, like, raising funds, I think with attorneys, and we've come across that because we have a lot of legal issues that we have to deal with, I'm realizing that the more money you have, the better that they want to come and help you. It's like they when they find out that, oh, they don't have much money, they kind of run. They head for the hills, you know. But when they find out, well, you have a lot of backing behind you. I mean, look at Barack Obama. The way he became a president was he had funding. He had money behind him. If we can figure out a way to get funding for you, for the kingdom, like where they can't, you know, for them, it's so much about money, unfortunately. And I don't know why they believe that attorneys are like that. I guess because they figure, well, we went to all these years of school, and now, you know, we have knowledge of the law, and you don't have the knowledge of the law. And so they judge us on that, and they say, well, you're going to pay us for our time. So, I mean, just like talking to an
attorney
is $300 an hour.
This is the nice spot. You know, in a government, right? In a government,
yeah.
You know, if we true to a government process, right, we understand what protocol is. We understand what being accountable to law. Okay, I'm excited. In fact, I can announce this over your radio show that our government, okay, has actually passed a law that we're able, or I'm able, yeah, to provide, yeah, a reward to those who have expertise who can help us. And the reward is simple. You will be able to have a piece of land that to me is worth more than the time you will give to our country. It's more valuable than that. And
I agree
you know
with you 100%.
It took me years to convince our legislature that it has been, look how many years, 13 years, and finally, you know, if we are going to receive this kind of help, because I know in my heart that there are people like you and your husband, right, who will do justice, you know? And pay is not the issue. It's the subject. Well,
exactly.
I can announce,
and we have a lot of people that are good people out there, and I want
everybody
to hear this Henry's call.
Let
today.
Us all
if you
come.
Have an, if you're an attorney with knowledge, we want you know, you to come forward and with a heart to help the Hawaiian kingdom, to help the kingdom of Hawaii on these issues, because this is so important for actually all of us, for all of our justices out there, for us to make any kind of change, and the change that we want to see, we have to be able to see that right now what's going on with the Kingdom of Hawaii is completely, there's no justice. And if you ever, ever cared about the Native Americans that so many people feel like they have a heart for, then right now you can if you can take all of that love and you can help the Kingdom of Hawaii and help them really make this happen, because that's really what it is. It's like being able to negotiate with these top dogs out there, understanding the law, and being able to see that what you're doing is an excellent cause for humanity. So we're asking anyone listening to the program, any humanitarians out there that have a law degree or that are licensed to practice law, if you can come forward, contact us, let us know how you can help the Kingdom of Hawaii, and we'll put you in touch with Henry. I mean, it's something that Dr. Horowitz and I are so heartily behind. We are.
The thing about it is, Clinton apologized for the occupation, the military occupation of the nation. So where's the, say, if we're going to give your kingdom back? I mean, where is the legitimacy of the apology if you don't return what you stole? And so there's righteousness. It's right standingness. It's a matter of law. What is the truth? And the truth is, it's been acknowledged that it's an illegal occupation. If it's an illegal occupation, well, then stop breaking the law. Give the Kanaki Maoli people the nation sovereignty recognition that they not just deserve, but they have to have in order to represent truth and justice in the United States of America. And it's the same thing.
What I was trying to express? Yeah, we need to find those experts out there, okay, who have that ability to hold legal obligation accountable. You know, when you read Public Law 103, 150, you know, it's like, what's taking so long? Well, you know what it comes down to? Yeah, that old same old, you know, process. I wouldn't call it due process. I call it process. And this is where the experts come in. You know what I mean? They're able to identify process. Then they're able to construct process where the legal obligation, yeah, is what should be discussed. And not, you know, the generalization. Because since Clinton's signature of U.S. Public Law 103 and 150, it's only been discussion. Nobody has been sharp enough, right, who has that expertise to consolidate what that U.S. public law provides. And I thank you and Sherry for giving me this opportunity to speak to people across the country, across the world, because that's where we at, yes?
Yeah, now, I understand that money was given for legal counsel to a foreign law firm that had some expertise in the diplomatic and international treaty arena. Is that where the kingdom needs more money to fund those experts? Is that what's happening now, what's necessary?
Certainly. Actually, we executed a human rights violation claim that we as Kanakas have been violated under human rights. So it was a specific assignment, right? What we need, yeah, is someone who understands that specific assignment, but is capable of taking us to the higher level. In other words, don't just claim that we getting violated under human rights. You know, that firm has to be so powerful to make the United States and the world realize that the gig is up. You know, the bullshit is up. You can read it. I can read it. How many people can read it? But that's all it always boils down to. And this is why I'm very appreciative to being able to share and discuss the issue with you guys, okay? Because there may be somebody out there who would love to see sunrise and sunset in Hawaii. Yeah? And our government, yeah, is able to make that happen. Prior to this, you know, this past Manukau, this convention we had, we didn't come to those, you know, we didn't come to that resolution. You know what I mean? But today, I'm so excited. You know what's more unreal? Is that our nation, okay? So now let me put another one out there. Our nation, right, was so recognized that we had consulates in other countries. And in order to have consulates in other countries, you had to bond. You had to provide money to those countries. Where is this money? I guess we got to find the guy who can find it, huh? Who has that expertise. We participated in the World Postal Service, which means there was money involved with that. Yeah? Our money. Where is it? Then we need to find those experts who know where this money is. Okay? So let you, Sherry, yeah, Lenny, myself, let's pray to KEO. Send us those people so we can finally consolidate what is the truth. Because that's all I've been speaking, right? The truth is simple. God, come on. Us Kanaka Maoli, we were a recognized nation. We had our own sovereignty. And quit bullshitting us. You know what I mean? But we need those experts. Wouldn't it be wonderful, yeah, to be sitting in Lahaina watching the sunset and they're all enjoying themselves because our government provided for that? Because we have no money. But guess what we have? We have a lot of aloha. And we have the aina that belongs to us. Greater, you know, like I tell people, hey, 1 acre in Hawaii, depend where you buy it, 1 acre of land, yeah, costs $10 million. That's no joke. That's a great, that's a great proposition, huh? For doing minimum work. And then, I know one thing, Kanakas have a way of appreciating what people do for us, for them. I see it all the time. I go down to Uncle Robert, and everybody's having a great time. Isn't that what Hawaii should be about? Huh? Enjoying
definitely.
And the love?
You know, I can. If every attorney living in Hawaii, on Hawaiian land right now, every single attorney out there would come together collectively and say, we're going to help with this. We are going to get the resources and we're going to make this happen. I mean, I can't even imagine how there's people living on Hawaiian land that have a law degree, a practicing attorney, and can't, where is their consciousness to actually continue and let this happen? I mean, imagine all of them coming together.
How about looking at this? How about looking at it this way, Sharon? Supposedly, they're so confused that they don't understand the answer to resolve the solution. I mean, you know, as you and I talk, I'm praying that KO, Mahalo KO, is sending this discussion to the person out there who knows how to solve this. This is the true gift that you've given to me, okay, today. Alright? I'm not interested in trying to convince anybody anymore. You know it. And you know it. I know it. But guess what? That's what it takes. So we'll let KO, bring that people that firm forward and say, you know, I think we can do this for your country. And I believe that this will accomplish what your goal is. And I'll say to them, okay, I got to send you to my two investigators. You have to talk to Sherry, and you have to talk to Lenny, because if you cannot pass them, and I'm very leery about your expertise. How exciting, yeah? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think there's two processes so far.
Come on, you guys got to get more positive than that. What the heck is happening to you guys? Huh? Don't let me tell you about how righteous and how good we're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to know already. Yeah, Henry, you're right. Okay, we're waiting. We're going to wait. They're going to call. Give them the number at the end of this, okay?
And
listen to them and say, hey, you know what?
We believe in you. We believe in you.
It's not about me, Jerry. It's not about me, okay? Let's move it up. Let's move it up another notch, okay? It's about EO.
It's about righteousness, and it's about the community.
It's about EO, okay? If you don't know who EO is, then tonight you will learn, okay?
Well, I agree.
EO
faith
is the greatest of them all.
Powerful.
Okay? He's the greatest of them all. When you say mahalo ke EO, you're talking to the Creator himself. All right? Plenty akua. Plenty akua. When you go home, you have to read your own dictionary. Choke akua. Only get one EO. Okay? And that's who I talk to. When you find out why I'm sharing this with you, because you have to elevate yourself, because we're going to make the connection. Now, like anything else, right? When you're going to do something that is righteous, you're going to do something that is beautiful, and it has all of this heaven attached to it, and it's like anything else. We need to find out if whether or not they can pass the HEVA test, yeah? Are they wrong or are they right? Well, I just told you guys is the man and the woman. You guys go. They're going to talk to you. I'm on the road to making it happen. This whole world should learn how to do what is right. Happening?
Right. Yep, you're right. We are 100% behind this cause. We believe it's one of our main, amazing.
I called you guys, I didn't see you guys at Uncle Robert's. I called you guys. I actually called you guys. Hey, I need a place to stay. I came up for Puna's, aloha. And I didn't get a call back. I said, oh, well, they must be busy.
I finally
get a chance to visit and to enjoy and, share the mana.
Henry, when did this happen?
Puna, when I went up for Puna's lovely send-off.
You have an open invitation to be with
us. I know, I finally exercised it. And I guess there must be someplace in the world. You guys are always moving
all
over.
Well, that's possible if we were elsewhere.
That's so true. I'm not disappointed in it.
Our door is open to you, Henry.
Huh?
If you ever need a place, you just come here. We always have somebody here, and you just tell them we sent you. We invited you.
You know that. I thank you guys so much. Okay? I really do.
Well, that's what it's about. There's people here in the community that are connected to the kingdom and the effort to reestablish sovereignty that are very, very beautiful and deserve to have our support fully. And I think it speaks to the predicament that the entire planet is in. If the enslavement and the militarization continues, who would be able to declare freedom? And the fact of the matter is, under one glorious creator of the universe, we are free and we are sovereign, and we deserve to not only protect that, but to celebrate that freedom as a community, as a people that that share in the aloha spirit and the unity. And that's why we have chosen to
to support the kingdom and support you, Henry, and support Uncle Robert and the wonderful people down there, and Uncle Sam and the other folks who are here in our local area that have taken this issue on and made it their own because it's righteous. It's the right thing to do. And it speaks to the process by which all of us, wherever we are living, whether we're living on the mainland or whether we're living in Hawaii, the issue, the fundamental issue is, are we free as loving human beings to express ourselves divinely
right.
and interpersonally in a community? Do we have that freedom, or has that freedom been unjustly taken from us? And if it has been unjustly taken from us, then we need to stand together and say, no, this is not right. It's not righteous. It's in Hawaii. It's not Pono. And ultimately what we need to do is tell with whatever venue is necessary, whether it be through the mainstream media and the court of public opinion, through alternative media, or whether it's a court of law. We need to have the resources, human and financial, that speaks the truth, that heralds the righteous ways, and that the restoration of sovereignty, reflecting the process of the Kingdom of Hawaii, restoration of its international recognition and its nationhood. Likewise, we are, each of us, a sovereign entity, and we deserve to have the capacity to dictate what is going to be taken from us and how to protect ourselves against that. So I think
can you imagine this? That if every human being, yeah, didn't have to worry about protecting their sovereign right, and that the government and the place that they live at, yeah, will always provide that. Can you imagine all of that negative energy would no longer exist? All of that.
I'm envisioning it, and that's what we work for.
I know, but I'm just sharing with you. Imagine, yeah? And that's, you know, that's something that I've always thought about. You know what? I think that sovereign powers, yeah, nations, unfortunately, have been overwhelmed by individuals who have taken such a great gift that EO has given us, has placed all of his creation in such terrible situations that they spend more time trying to correct instead of enjoying. So this is what I believe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
I, when
true.
I set out to do what I do, I always says, well, you know, help me fix the problem that we're existing with. But more so, help me be able to make some nation that would just give all of your creation the aloha, the kindness, the love. And I constantly think about that. You know, we're all his creation. You know, I keep saying to myself, oh no, there is only one EO. He put us on this rock, and all he said was, love thy enemy as thyself. Which means that is the challenge. We have to start thinking about how can we accomplish what he already has told us. So, in reinstating the kingdom, it's not just about the kingdom. No, don't get me wrong. It really is about making everyone understand that this is not just for us. This is for you. This is for all the others. You know, when you look at Hawaii, we're not one race of people. We're a conglomeration of races, which gives us the opportunity to get each race to respect, to appreciate, and then to love the old creation and make that happen. That's what I see. But before I can even make that happen, right, I got to be able to fix the problem. The problem that I see is in Hawaii, we have a foreign power dictating what should happen in this nation, of which can be so valuable in making every other race that lives here, that ingredient, that value that he left with us. Love thy enemy as thyself. I think this can be the nucleus. This can be the start. Okay? I don't get too spiritual,
Henry,
you know?
The worst part about it is they take Oahu, the most beautiful island, and they put the... they actually use it as a base for the soldiers. And it's just, to me, it's horrible that they think that not only can they illegally occupy the land, but they can actually use it for their military bases. And that's what they've done for a long time now, and it's just really that, I mean, when I see any of the military planes go up, I think this is not what Hawaii is about. Hawaii is about aloha, it's about the aloha spirit, it's about love,
so
it's about...
Don't you think that you and I and we should start focusing on how to make that change? This is why I believe in what I'm doing, you know, that foreign power dictates what happens. So if we start to get people to understand and realize, hey, listen, if we're able to assist, these Kanaka Maoli people to finally reclaim their political authority, I'm not talking power, I'm talking about authority, that eventually, we will be able to now make these adjustments, because the foreigner no longer has that authority. And this is what it all boils down to. Now, is that possible or is that impossible?
I believe it's possible.
I believe it is possible. And this is a step toward making it happen. In order for me to share with the world, you and Lenny have made it possible. It took me years, trust me, to try to understand what really should I say, what should I do, okay? And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, we appreciate everything you do, Henry, and we pray all the time that everything is going to come out positive. I know that God has that, out for you guys to get the sovereignty back, and that it's only just, it's only righteous that you do. And we are, we are behind you 100%. Anytime you want to come on to our show, please just let me know. I know we'll probably invite you before you'll even ask, but you're so sweet. But we would love for you to come back and just give us updates and tell us how you're doing, and then we can talk also about reaching out to people again. And that's what we need to do.
You're welcome,
and we thank you.
Thank you for being with us, Henry.
We ran out of time, folks.
I'm so sorry to let you have all of your time.
Oh, no. No, we really wanted to talk to you, and thank you so much, Henry. Do you have anything else you wanted to tell everybody?
All I'm seeing,
how they can contact you, or
you
can actually contact me.
No, I want them to call you and Lenny, and you guys know how to get in touch with me, okay? And if anyone anyone out there calls and says, I'm willing to do this, then you guys take it from there, Okay?
Oh, thank you.
I we'll trust you
that.
Guys. Okay? God
right,
bless.
Well, God bless you.
Mahalo
God bless
keo.
You. And
okay?
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you, Henry.
Mahalo.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
We want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. We'll be back next week at the same time. It's 6 p.m. in Hawaii. It's 9 p.m. On the West Coast, and it's midnight on the East Coast. So that's what time we're on next week. Thank you all. And any last
and
words,
thank you
Lenny?
So much, folks. Appreciate you being with us. Talk with you next week again. God bless.
God bless.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.